Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. Available at Centra and Super Value stores nationwide. Great tasting coffee, no messing.
Lads, I'm very excited about who's currently sitting in front of me. Now, I'm not the only one excited about this one. She creates quite a hysteria around her wherever she goes. The one and only makeup legend, I have to say, because she is. Charlotte Tilbury is here.
Darling, thank you for that gorgeous introduction.
You deserve it. I've never seen women be so excited. It's quite phenomenal to see.
No, thank you, God. It's amazing. I love my job and I never stop getting, I just get so high off that feedback, you know, wherever I go. Because for me, it's, my father was like, I remember walking through an airport with him and he was like, how come all these women are like sort of, you know, coming up to you and asking you and saying, thank you so much, you've changed my life. I don't get it. All you do is a bit of lip line and lipstick. And I said, but daddy, you know, you're an artist. You understand that actually when these women sort of saying they're empowered to be able to do makeup, because I think a lot, what happened before, I mean, I think what's amazing about Irish women is that they really do understand the power of makeup. And I have to say, when I look around, A, they're incredibly beautiful. My God, whatever is in the water here. I mean, I'm 40% Irish, so I'm like, you know, I'm taking
pity the men didn't get. Pity the men didn't get any of that. We struggle with the men, to be honest.
Oh, no. But I have to say, the women are particularly off the charts good looking.
Oh, good of you to say.
But, you know, just talking about that, really, just talking about women and sort of how much they appreciate makeup.
Yeah.
And I think here they really understand the power of makeup. They're very into it. And, you know, in England, I think we're still educating, you know, women about the power of makeup. But around the world, but if you see what that does, when they go to put on makeup and they say, you know, I don't know how to do a smoky eye. I've got bags. My skin, you know, I've got open pores. My skin looks a bit, I suffer from kind of like fine lines, whatever it is that they're feeling. For me, what my whole thing was making makeup easy to choose and easy to use, because there was a lot of confusion in the market when I launched my brand.
Yes. I just want to go back because I learned something about you. You grew up in Ibiza.
I grew up in Ibiza.
What was that like?
It was amazing. It was quite wild. It was brilliant. I mean, you know, those days was just a different time to how we are today. You know, I think my parents, I would go to kind of like Koo nightclub, which is the equivalent to Studio 54. And I would go in there and sort of be swimming around. And my parents would go like, right, go and crash out on the VW bus. And I would be watching kind of, you know, James Brown and, you know, Grace Jones. And, you know, I was brought up around a lot of kind of actors, writers, artists, you know, and in a way, and my father's an artist and rock stars. And, you know, I remember my, you know, Queen used to kind of come and play the first recording studio in Ibiza. So you'd have, I know it was amazing. So we kind of, you know, so you sort of were exposed to all these kind of, and I think that amazing people, and I think that sort of
influenced you in a massive way. Yeah.
I mean, I think going to those nightclubs and seeing those women, they really in the sort of, you know, the 80s, 90s, it was really more 80s, but it was sort of 70s, the kind of like the makeup was so extravagant and so inspirational. And, you know, I mean, I remember kind of, you know, later on Jean-Paul Gaultier being there, and, you know, women were wearing the cone bras then before, you know, so it was really inspiring for kind of for everyone. And I think that has inspired, inspired me. I mean, I met one of the kind of the first big sort of hair and makeup artists, Mary Greenwell, who worked with all the supermodels. And so when I started assisting, I started in the time of all the supermodels, Claudia Schiffer, Naomi Campbell, you know, Christy Turlington, that era. And then I kind of obviously went on to kind of have a fabulous career kind of
you did.
Around the world.
Oh, you did. Yeah. In 2013, you were one of the top makeup artists, even then, Kate Moss, Giselle, to name a few clients. So what made you think, right, you've done their fair, you're top of your game. What made you think, I need more? I want to go for it. Was there a moment you thought?
I knew as a child, actually. I remember now, and I think, I look back, I think, maybe it wasn't that normal that I, at the age of 13, I went to boarding school, and I remember then wishing I could have the world's number one makeup artist look at me and sort of, you know, tell me exactly what I needed to wear, because you're discovering yourself. But I had a great eye for faces. I would study black and white pictures of Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, why their kind of eyelash formations, eyebrow formations, cheekbones, lips, why their faces did what they did. And I think I remember thinking, walking to school, I will make my mark in the world. But I wanted to kind of, you know, I would get all these girls, I would get rid of their plaits and kind of do their eyes and lips and kind of, you know, and this great friend of my parents actually was a beauty editor, and she used to give me all of them trunks. Instead of going back to school with sort of trunks of tuck boxes, I would go back with trunks of makeup because she would give me all this makeup. And then I'd be experimenting. And I had my own personal story really that kind of really changed my life. At the age of 13, I have very fair eyelashes because I'm a redhead. And thanks to my Irish genetics.
Yes.
So I had this very fair eyelashes. And I remember literally going, you know, being at school and suddenly applying mascara and going back to Ibiza 3 months later for Christmas holidays, and people just literally looking at me going, there was just a complete, whether they were 7 years old to 70 years old, they literally were like, wow, you look really different. I know what's changed. Have you matured? You know, and their whole reaction to me was very, I became instantly more popular. And I was like, oh my God, this is all because of a tube of mascara. And so I understood very early on the power of makeup.
Yeah, because you talk about, you say you're obsessed with psychology and the power of makeup. You talk about that quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Because I see it all the time with my clients. I see, you know, all the celebrities I work with, the models I work with, you know, and seeing them sort of transform with makeup or just enhance, actually, to be honest. Makeup just enhances your natural beauty. You know, it's the most beautiful version of you. And even if you like a lot of makeup or don't like a little amount of makeup, you know, it still just is very enhancing. And skincare, I'm obsessed with skincare.
You have amazing skin. I can't believe I read that you wear your makeup to bed.
I take it all off. Okay, so not my skin. So at night, okay, I take it. So I use my Goddess Skin Cleansing Ritual.
Yes.
And then I use my Magic Night Cream. And there's a couple of products that are not out in the market yet that I also use that I'm developing that are amazing. And I double mask and all the rest of it. And then I put Wonder Glow on, which is like Giselle in a jar. That's the kind of, you know, with the supermodel, I kind of, you know, wanted that sort of filter, that Brazilian golden healthy filter for the face. And it's got hyaluronic acid in it, so you can put that on. And then I put a bedroom eye on. So I put
Tell me about this bedroom eye and who cleans your pillows after. Is it wearing mascara?
So I wear my mascara and so I put my full fat lashes mascara.
Love it.
And a little bit of my Audrey eye pencil. Yeah.
You always look good then, like 24/7. That's not fair.
No, I just think my mother always said to me, darling, keep the mystery alive.
So, oh, I like it.
Yeah, so
leave the toilet door open and everything. The mystery's gone in my relationship a long time ago. And did you have a full face on when you're giving birth? Did I read that?
I had a full face of makeup on when I was giving birth, yeah. I did. in a water tub.
Good on you. You've recently launched the Airbrush Flawless Foundation, which is, it's flying off the shelves. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's amazing. It's a phenomenon. I mean, for me, it's the number one foundation in all of the Brown Thomases here in Ireland. So I love you Irish ladies, understanding the power of it. But it, again, it's like all those products that, you know, when you, sometimes you have a concept for a product and it can take you, it's taken me sometimes 20 years to perfect a product, you know, to get it right. And this was a dream of mine. I wanted a really full coverage foundation that really doesn't sit in the pores or lines, smooths over the skin, but also has as much, it has a product called Replexium in it. And Replexium is, it's what you would really put in a serum. Right. And it basically reduces your lines by 22% in 8 weeks. And we've got 2%. So we've got really high levels of Replexium in it.
Tell me what a day in the life of Charlotte Tilbury is like. You wake up in the morning.
Tell me. Put on my makeup. So I wake up in the morning. It's very
early. Early start.
If I could lie in bed, I would lie in bed. But I've always kind of got a knock on the door or kind of like a telephone call from my EA saying, "Get out of bed. We got to go to work." So it's any time between sort of like it can be from 6:30. It can be 8 if I'm lucky. It just depends. But then I can work late. It depends on how late I'm working. So I get up in the morning. I'm in the car with my EA. We're going through all my emails, we're going through all my text messages, we're going through my, you know, what I'm going to be doing that day. If every day's different for me, so I might go to the office, I might be working on new product development, visual merchandising, store design, working with my CFO on the P&L, working on my brand positioning, marketing concepts, ideas, marketing stories, how we're going to market certain products, because for me it's the whole end-to-end positioning of the brand that I'm kind of obsessed with.
Are you good to yourself with giving time off to yourself because you're your own boss now? Are you like, oh, Charlotte needs a little day here, a little spa day?
I'm terrible. I might say terrible because then I've got the children that I go home to, and sometimes my night, you know, doesn't, as we are all mothers, you know, kind of it ends quite late. But and then sometimes I'm doing celebrities. Sometimes I'm off doing the Met Ball red carpets or Oscars or whatever, you know, different things, and working with different people. But am I good at giving myself a time off? Probably not as good as I should be. But I love life, and I just think
and
I love going out as well. So, you know, that's the thing, is that my day sometimes doesn't finish till quite late, because then I like to go to parties and events, and, you know, I'm sort of rocking in at 2 a.m. sometimes or 3 a.m. sometimes, and, you know, just have had.
And at these events, did you ever meet someone with bad makeup and had to like intervene in the bathroom or anything?
I find my hands itching. I'm like, no, you need this colour, you need this product, then I want to give you this product for your skin. I have quite often given people products out of my makeup bag.
Good on you. You got an MBE last year for services to the makeup industry. You said before that the Queen is your dream client. Did you slip her the L card now when you met her?
I know, darling. When I met her, it was so amazing. It was such an amazing moment.
Huge moment.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I slightly messed it up because I said to her, I was like, darling, because I named it a lipstick.
Darling.
In homage to her. And I talked about this lipstick to the Queen, and I had to write to her office, and we did it, and we took the corgis to Vogue, and it went viral.
Hilarious.
And the minute I mentioned that, her little blue crystal eyes just shot up. You know, they kind of widened, the huge beaming smile. And I rambled away. My mother said, darling, you could have let her talk. I was like, yeah. But she was like, you know, congratulations on everything you've achieved. And obviously, and then I turned around, instead of curtsying to her, I turned my back on her and curtsied to the audience, which is a bit of a disaster. Anyway, I was like,
even you make mistakes. I love it. I love hearing that. You're human. You are. Are you launching any new products? Because you sound like you're just constantly looking for new things. I mean, some of your products take 20 years to develop.
Yes.
As you said, that's why they're so amazing.
Oh my God, there's always so much. I have to calm myself down. I'm like, no. My head of product development, Maria, she's like, darling, can we just like just calm it down on that one?
Charlotte, will you just take a day off from me, will you? My God, I can't keep up with you. Can you leave us? Because all these women out here with their faces against the window going, please ask her what her top tip is. Top beauty tip to anybody out there. What would you say?
So, okay, right. Everyone needs magic cream. Magic cream is magic skin.
Okay.
And I tell you what, men, I have bankers, athletes, everyone love. At all the celebrities in Hollywood, they all use magic cream. Magic cream has got, you know, a mixture. If you want dream skin, you've got to have, if you want a beautiful canvas, you've got to have a, you know, beautiful painting, you've got to have a beautiful canvas. So it's, you know, a mixture of amazing actives and oils together. So everyone's got to have that. We sell one every hour here in Ireland.
Wow.
One every hour. Everyone should...
That's just Lottie Ryan buying them all. Your YouTube channel and your Instagram,
yes.
You give so, like, the girls out here are addicted to watching you constantly because you give the best tutorials, so people can find you on that as well, right?
Totally. And what I will say is I've just done this collaboration with lots of celebrities. I'm wearing JK's Magic right now, which is inspired by my friend JK Rowling, the Harry Potter author, or whether it's kind of, you know, Cindy Crawford, or whether it's kind of even Kim KW I've done one for, and just everyone, all these amazing celebrities. You know, last week I was working with Nicole Kidman. I've got, which we've done all these lips, it's called Kidman's Kiss, so in homage to them. And then from that, we're then basically taking £1 million and giving it back to all of these women in war-torn zones. So it's like women giving to women and inspiring women around the world, which is giving back in a kind of most magical way.
Well, you
way.
Are an inspiration. I'm knackered just after our chat. Charlotte Tilbury, thank you so much for coming in. Pleasure to have you on the show, and best of luck with everything.
Darling,
but you don't need it.
Oh,
you don't need it.
I love the Irish. I
Take
love you
a day off.
Always. We always need the luck. Thank you.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.